Hi, this is a dictation for Cecilia Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-M-A-N, C-E-C-I-L-Y-T-I-L-L-M-A-N, date of service is 7/16/2025, date of birth is 6/7/1990, and date of accident is 3/21/2025. The patient presents today for follow-up visit. Initially, she was involved in an accident with automobile in which she was rear-ended and she was a restaurant driver. The accident happened on M59 and the impact was around 50 to 60 miles an hour. She injured her head by moving her head forward, backward, leading to pain in the head, left jaw, and seatbelt injury caused pain in the chest and the left breast. Her molar tooth got chipped. There was no acute bleeding, laceration, fractures. Started having headaches in the front, back, and right and left temple, along with symptoms of TBI, like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision. The patient also had a lot of pain syndrome, including neck pain, lower back pain, lower part of the chest pain, left breast pain. The pain was radiating to both the legs in front, constant 9. He initially went to Beaumont Hospital in Troy. A CT scan was done, and then she went to the emergency room of Providence. 1 week later, and had other studies done. Patient was first time seen on 4/3/2025 as a new patient. MRIs were ordered, a breast ultrasound and a breast mammogram was ordered to review any hematoma. That was negative. MRI of the brain with neuroquant study was ordered, and the cerebellum and temporal lobe was found to be low volume, and frontal lobe and occipital lobe. The MRI of the lumbar spine showed bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, abutting both L5 nerve roots, as well as facet hypertrophy from L4, L5, L5-S1. And the cervical spine was not done since there was no pain in the neck so much. Patient was referred to neurology at that time and counseling. Today she reports that she had passed out for a few minutes at work, and it was related to dizziness possibly, and she was walking to her chair in the workplace. The manager called for the ambulance, and she was referred to Providence Hospital emergency room for a few hours. She saw doctors there, CT scan was done, neurology consult was done. She denies any seizures, and she do not remember how long she passed out. No new history of passing out or head injury or trauma, no seizures, medicines. She reports that her shoulder pain is now completely gone, and only pain is in the neck, slight pain in the neck and lower back. Overall pain is between 7 and 8, ADLs are 7. 80% relief is reported by the patient. kindly review the records for ADLs, system review, additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 103 over 74, pulse 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain same as previous visit. Range of motion, cervical spine, lumbar spine is the same as previous visit. The paravertebral muscle spasm L1 to L5 bilaterally is also present. Neurological exam is intact, normal. Psychological is normal. General review is also the same. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to provide the patient referrals for psychiatry for her ongoing anxiety. Medications are refilled. Patient is provided with Acifex, Wellbutrin, Acifex for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XR for depression and anxiety, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunester, 1 mg PRN for sleep, Medigesic. For headaches, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. I also ordered an MRI cervical spine and thoracic spine as the patient has a pain level around 6 to 7 in these areas to identify the pathology. Patient was provided off certification for work 627. Okay to work on 723. Was provided a pain relief by Percocet 7.5/325, one pill a day for 15 days. Xanax was provided for temporary relief from anxiety 0.5 milligram PR in 15 tablets. He was also referred to counseling and neurology. Our maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient was found to be stable, and she'll be seen. She would like to get a lumbar epidural steroid injection as her pains are shooting down to the legs. That will be scheduled for a later date. Thank you.